speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
At 8, the number of confirmed hantavirus cases has risen to 5 after an outbreak on a cruise ship. 3 people have been evacuated. Spain's hoping remaining passengers can disembark in Tenerife, though the Canary Islands president's not happy. Our science correspondent Thomas Moore says rules appear to be muddled.
If you're Spanish, then they will take precautions and keep you in isolation, even if you're not showing any symptoms. Everybody else can get on board a commercial airliner along with other holidaymakers and go home.
Argentine officials think the source may be a couple's birdwatching trip to a landfill site. The Foreign Secretary says she's urgently working to help Brits affected. Donald Trump's doubled down on his claim that a deal with Iran is imminent. The US president earlier threatened what he's calling a higher level and intensity of bombing if Iran doesn't agree to a deal. It could mean restrictions are lifted by both sides at the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping channel. Firearms officers say guns found in Glasgow had been discarded. A bag was safely removed from Tynecastle Street last night. There are calls for pre-departure pints to become a thing of the past. Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary wants airport pubs to follow normal licensing hours. He says the airline's been forced to divert almost a flight a day because of disruptive passengers. But out in London, there's not much appetite for change.
I think it's up to the people that should be respectful and know what they're doing. It shouldn't be up to airlines to sort of police it.
It's kind of the fun about the airport, isn't it? If you're going for a hen, you're going for a party, you have one drink to kickstart the holiday.
It's the last day of campaigning ahead of some local council elections in England and Assembly and Parliament votes in Wales and Scotland. Polls open in the morning. And Arsenal will find out who they'll face in the Champions League final tonight. Holders Paris Saint-Germain have a 5-4 lead over Bayern Munich, with the second leg of their tie just getting underway in Germany. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start the final hour of tonight's show with a couple of British trios.
No sense.
Kite Radio.
Consequences, altered cases, broken noses, altered faces, my ego altered, altered egos, wherever I go, so does me go. Walk through the fields where the flowers are growing, carve out your names on the first tree you see. There are 22 patches when you strike your matches and get down on your knees in the tunnel of love.
The tunnel of love.
You fall in deep first.
In the tunnel of love.
You think of yourselves as really good friends, but you know how it always ends in the tunnel of love. So you get engaged and have a party, only 17 when the wedding bells chime. Got a room with a view and a kid on the way. Hope you make it to the church on time, cause the wedding list is getting longer, the bottom drawer is getting fuller, and you're not getting any younger. Can things get any better in the tunnel of love?
The tunnel of love.
You fall in fever
in the tunnel of love
and think of yourselves as really good. You gave up your friends for a new way of life, and both ended up as ex-husband and wife. There were 22 catches when you struck your matches and threw away your life in the tunnel of love.
The tunnel of love.
You fell in fever
in the tunnel of love
and thought of yourselves as really.
Well, a warm welcome back to the second and the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And we kicked off this hour with Swing Out Sister and Breakout, which was written by the band's lead singer, Corinne Drury, while she was recovering from a fractured skull, no less, which she got in a horse riding accident. Well, the song was inspired really by Corinne's decision to leave a successful career that she had as a fashion designer to pursue a musical career. Well, this would be both the group's debut single and their biggest hit, because it got to number 4 in 1986. And then we heard from the Funboy 3 and Tunnel of Love, which is written by the band and co-produced by Talking Heads' David Byrne. Now, following the split of the Specials, the Funboy 3 had their first hit in 1981 before they first discovered and then had two hits with the girls from Bananarama. Well, this one would be their penultimate hit before Our Lips Are Sealed, and that hit led firstly to a US tour, but then unfortunately to the band splitting up, with Tunnel of Love making number 10 in 1983. But next up, we have Clannad and Harry's Game. Now, I wonder if you remember the TV show that this came from. I certainly didn't. It was a Yorkshire TV miniseries which was set in the Troubles in Northern Ireland. It was called Harry's Game. And this, the theme tune, was certainly a surprise hit because it's still the only British hit single to have been sung entirely in Irish. And, well, not only was it a hit, it would win an Ivor Novello Award. And it's not Enya on lead vocals, as many people think. It's actually her sister, Moya. Now, Clannad would have a number of minor hits in the UK in addition to this one, but this was the big one, and number five in 1982.
Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
just the way it is. Some things will never change, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it
Hornsby in the Range there, and The Way It Is, which was written by Bruce, and he said he wrote the lyrics in his garage in California and then put the music to them. And he added that the hit was a wonderful accident because in his mind, a song about racism with two improvised solos should never be a commercial hit. Well, it certainly was. It was a worldwide hit and a US number one and a number 15 in the UK in 1986. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with The Beat and Mirror in the Bathroom, a song that I always associate with my college days and nightclubs in Exeter, and I also associate it with being particularly difficult to dance to due to the tempo of the beat. Well, it was written by the band, and the band's frontman, Dave Wakeling, said that it originated after a night out he'd had while he was still working as a labourer. Woke up very the worse for wear, found his clothes wet on the bathroom floor, and started talking to himself in the mirror. Well, it will get to number four this very week in 1980.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Rob, 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
Was another song I can tell you was popular in the 1980 Exeter discos that I frequented, Bob Marley and the Wailers and Could You Be Loved. And we learned last year that this track is a bit of a favourite of our own King, because last year King Charles marked Commonwealth Day with a radio show of tracks that he said brought him joy, and this was the first track on that very show. Now, it came from the Wailers' final original album, Uprising, and the track made number 5 in our chart in 1980. Now, Greener Crendon are holding a clothes swap at St Mary's 57 High Street, Long Crendon, next Saturday the 9th of May, and it's from 2 till 3:30pm. The event will feature an adult clothes swap, and there'll be tea and cakes available to purchase. So that's the Greener Crendon clothes swap, St Mary's Church, Long Crendon, Saturday the 9th of May, 2 till 3:30pm. Next up for us is Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues, which is written by Elton with his longtime writing partner Bernie Taupin, and also this one with band member Davy Johnston. And on this recording, well, they had a bit of notable help because you will hear Stevie Wonder on harmonica solo. Well, the song would be top 5 on both sides of the Atlantic, number 5 here in 1983.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better.
Wednesday night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
There, of course, on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, and One of Us, which was certainly in what you could call their melancholic phase, because the two divorces in the band were both going through at the time that Benny and Bjorn wrote this one. Well, it would end up making a bit of history, this track, in this country, because it was the last of 20, yes, 20 consecutive top 10 hits that the band would have in the UK, starting, of course, with Waterloo in 1974. And it would also be their last ever single to reach the top three here, because it got to number three in 1981. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but please don't go anywhere. I've got a classic coming up straight after the adverts. It's the brilliant George Michael and Father Figure, which is written and produced by George, although the song did originally start out as a mid-tempo dance number. But while he was in the mixing studio, George found that it worked much better as a ballad with some gospel overtones. Now, this ended up as a US number one, but strangely, it would be the first time that George Michael failed to reach the top 10 in the UK, but only just because he missed out by getting to number 11 in 1988.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Calling all local businesses. Now is the right time to let people know what you're doing. Call us at Red Kite Radio for a cost-effective solution reaching up to 40,000 people in the Bucks and South Oxfordshire area. Call 01844 299 107 or email sales@redkiteradio.com. Advertise your business today with Red Kite Radio.
Listen. The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. on a Thursday night.
'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ford.
Red Kite Radio.
hits. Red Kite Radio.
Well, that is definitely, quite clearly, my favourite Daryl Hall and John Oates track, Out of Touch. Because I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of the duo, but it's one of those records that I don't know quite why I really, really like. Now, I've mentioned ABBA's and George Michael's run of hits. Well, Hall and Oates were huge in the States, and this would be their 14th consecutive top 40 hit in America, going all the way to number one out there. But criminally, it was just a number 48 here, unbelievable, in 1984. Now, we are almost out of time for the 80s Rewind because we're approaching the 9 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio. But the good news is we have two more shows coming up tonight on Red Kite. And from 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country. And then from 10 till 11 o'clock, we have the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. I've got two more tracks to take us out tonight, and the last one, a bit of a classic, Michael Jackson and Beat It, which was written by Jacko and produced by Quincy Jones, his long-term producer. And he encouraged Jacko to write a rock song similar in his mind to My Sharona, and that was for the Thriller album. Well, this was that very song, and the guitar solo that you'll hear was by Eddie Van Halen, no less. Well, the track would end up winning 2 Grammys, and with sales of over 10 million copies worldwide, it would be one of the best sellers of all time, a US number one, but just a number 3 here in 1983. Just before that, we're gonna go full throttle tonight going out of the show, because we got Bonnie Tyler and Holding Out for a Hero, which is, of course, a song from the legend that was Jim Steinman. Now, this came about when Bonnie was asked to record a song for the film Footloose, and she insisted that her own producer, Jim Steinman, who she'd recently got together with, he had to write it. Well, as an over-the-top production, it had an over-the-top video of Bonnie running out of a burning house. Classic Steinman, only kept off the top here in 1985 by UB40's I Got You, Babe. Well, that is all from me for another Wednesday night. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you have, well, join me again next Wednesday night from 7 till 9 on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind. Just leave me to wish you a great week ahead. Wish you a good night.
hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
This is your Red Kite Radio. FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.